Hours before his final playoff game with the only team he had ever known, the quarterback posted a video on social media. Not just any video, a hype video, with a hint of trash talk. That was rare for him, prior to a game at least. After a win, he would hold his phone above his head, peering down on his face, and smile and talk about the game, often concluding the recording with his almost trademarked battle cry, "Let's go!" Tom Brady usually let his actions speak for him. "Well done is better than well said," his dad taught him. But on this day, January 4th, 2020, he felt it necessary to make what in the National Football League amounted to a declaration of war. At 11:10 a.m., hours before the New England Patriots were due to play the Tennessee Titans at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts, the 55-second video went up on Instagram and Twitter. It was not self-shot. It was professionally produced, choreographed, soundtracked, considered, and calculated. It began with a shot of a lion's eye. "The lion is king of the jungle," the narrator said, and continued into a visual tour of the quarterback's mind, depicting him running out of a tunnel before a game, all business, a seriousness on his iconic face that was a stark contrast to the joy of his early years, during his rise, when football as a member of the Patriots was fun. The narrator explained that the lion lies down under a tree, not wanting to move, and other animals, hyenas, interspersed with shots of Titans players, move in, barking at him, laughing at him, closer and closer, until one day the lion gets up and tears the shit out of everybody. A shot of the quarterback flashed, screaming after a big play, followed by a cut to the lion's face. "It's too late to be scared. It's time to kill." Almost 13 million people watched the video, including Mike Vrabel, a former teammate and good buddy of Brady's, now the Titans' head coach. Vrabel saw it as free inspiration for his team. This was something Tom Brady had never done, and almost two decades of brilliancy had never made it easier for the opponent. When the video appeared, it was not only too late to be scared, it was too late for a lot of things. Before the game, Vrabel walked from the locker room to the field where he had helped build the Patriots dynasty, and told one of the quarterback's friends, "We're going to knock Brady's dick off."